We're in a strange in-between time. The months after an election and before the start of a new administration, people seem more relaxed, maybe because they're confident their guy is going to make their lives better, and maybe because they're watching less news and trying not to think about what lies ahead. Unlike the first Trump administration, which started in confusion, this new one seems better prepared to hit the ground running. Cabinet hopefuls await their Senate hearings, no matter that quite a few of them lack experience and oppose the mission of their departments. High on the list of day one priorities is mass deportation for undocumented immigrants. Never mind that this will cause great pain by separating families and will harm the economy. Another top priority is a pardon for many of those convicted after the violent riot at the Capitol. Never mind that the right-wing media, led by the cheerleader-in-chief, rewrote the events of January 6, 2021, and now call it a day of love, and the people wielding weapons, patriots. This brief hiatus will soon be over. A bare majority of divided Republicans will be forced to make concessions to Democrats to pass laws. A lame duck president will have less clout with his party and followers. Legal challenges will force many rulings to the courts, and the protests will begin. I'm Deborah Booth, and that's my perspective.